Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, everyone. This is the Sound of Options show for April 21st, 2013, with Richard Olson and...
Terry?
Sorry, only 15 seconds left to finish this recording.
Excellent. Whoops, oh, that was all recorded on Alan's machine. Oh, that's funny. Oh, boy. Okay, so good morning, everybody. Today's guest is going to be Alan G. Phillips. We hope he's going to appear, an attorney with this amazing book and an amazing compendium of information on the authoritative guide to vaccine legal exemptions. Yikes. And good morning, Sherry. I just had to jump into that because the subject is so overwhelming with information.
Good morning. And for those of you who are with us on Blog Talk Radio, you'll be able to listen to the show. For those of you who would like to follow along on WebEx and did not get an invitation, which means you're not on our mailing list, you can go to Facebook, just Sherry Edwards, Sherry with an A, S-H-A-R-R-Y, Edwards, and we have posted the link there so that you can watch the show and the password and all kinds of goodies there for you. We will be posting other things on our new website. Let me see if I can bring that up so we can see it for those of you with us. And my apologies that the radio is a week behind, but it really does look good other than we need to catch up with some things. We're trying to make it more clear so you could find things easier. We'll be putting other radio shows up that we have already done, hundreds of them. Got a couple coming up this week. On Wednesday, I will be with Deb Scott on her show. The name of her show always confuses me.
Best People We Know.
Yes. Thank you. And her book, Green Sky, Blue Earth. That's it, because it's like backwards from what's really going on. And then I'm going to be on the Charlie McGrath show on the Rents Radio. We have done an evaluation of Bradley Manning's voice. Is he telling the truth? We are doing a comparison of Obama's voice with other people that we know. Jerry Sandusky, the Penn State rapist of little kids, and a big pharma representative who says that 12-year-old girls should be able to get vaccinations that kill them. They should be able to do it without their parents' permission. She was speaking there in support of Gardasil vaccinations for 12-year-olds in school. So we're going to be doing that evaluation. We also have looked at Homeland Security and found that there is some Muslim Brotherhood members there. So we're going to look at their voice. So it should be a very, very interesting show. I've been warned not to do the show, but I only think that it's fair that people have the right to know what's really going on here. So we're excited because all of this fits into Alan Phillips, and I just sent him another email, that he is a musician, and we're going to play some of his music here in a second, because I think this song belongs to him. It's on his vaccinerights.com, and it's a live presentation of one of his sounds, so I'm assuming that we can play it okay. But he's a lawyer and a musician. You know, that's a strange combination. Dedicated, authentic human being. I love his motto that he sent on his email. Three things cannot be long hidden: the sun, the moon, and the truth. Boy, do we ever need it right now. We go forward not dissuaded by the odds against us, but rather confident in the knowledge that complete transparency is necessarily the eventual outcome. Truth in science, true science in law. I love that. He is the author of the Authoritative Guide to Vaccine Legal Exemptions, and that's what we hope to talk to him about. Let's see, did we cover everything we're supposed to cover? Invitation to the show is on WebEx. Oh, you can also go to the front of our site, and down at the bottom, you can link directly to the current Blog Talk Radio. So if people want to come in that way, it's okay, too. You want to post some things and have chat open on Blog Talk, Richard?
I do, and I also have the links in Blog Talk for people to be able to, you know, get to the, if for people just listening to the stream on Blog Talk, I put all the links in there for getting to the WebEx meeting and also links to Alan's site. I have somebody who just came onto the Blog Talk dashboard, and I'm going to just check and see if it's going to be Alan, so that's what you're going to hear for just a second. And I have a question. Are you recording at WebEx?
I didn't. Oh, thank you so much for reminding me again. Why do I always forget that?
Well, that it's only the 7,000 things that you're up to.
That was the introductory kind of thing.
Hi, is this Alan?
I guess that isn't Alan.
Doesn't seem to be Alan, so I muted that person back out. Okay, there we go.
Well, you have his...
I do.
It's 828 area code. That's in North Carolina, so he's in the same time zone as us.
Okay.
I don't know exactly what's going on with that. I'll go ahead and do the keynote for today. We are at the end of ATP that we talked about on last week's show. That's adenosine triphosphate, and that's the very first chemical made when conception takes place. And it is on that spring. Do you call that an equinox?
Yes.
Things divided
I'd go
up.
With that. Yep.
At that point, I think it's very wonderful that these frequencies that are coming to the Earth that affect our tides and sunspots and growth patterns at the spring equinox, and it's opposite other places. I know Australia is upside down from us, but it is the first chemical made when conception takes place and keeps your DNA pattern. I'm going to try to build a tone box that has all the different forms of ATP on it and see if we can get some rejuvenation and some backwards kind of aging and see what's going on. The other thing that's in the muscle, that's in, in tune today, is the fingers. So if any of you have arthritis, you might want to check that out and maybe go off wheat. We are going to have the wheat belly people on next week, and they have said to us that wheat is one of the major issues with arthritis. The pathogen in activated today is salmonella. The biochemical is glucose, and that's the blood sugar that's going on. So you might have to be a little more careful with your blood sugar. Eat more protein, more veggies. Inositol is the vitamin that goes with choline and helps you think and helps make neurotransmitters. I forgot. The other muscle is the psoas muscle, the one that keeps your hips from torquing. But that's just we're just moving into that. So it'll be in the next 2 or 3 days that psoas muscle is out of sync. And it might cause some low back pain. For medication, those of you taking Z-Pak as an antibiotic, you might get more of a response from that. Another announcement, April 21st to 28th is National Infant Immunization Week, which I think is kind of sick. And April is a whole vaccination month. I'll tell you a story, and Ron Paul talked about this, so you can find it on YouTube. He talked about the law that was passed in California about giving newborns, the day they're born, newborns, vaccination about hepatitis. And he said there was three deaths the year prior, and they gave these newborns these hepatitis shots that only lasted 10 years for hepatitis that you get from dirty needles or being a prostitute. So their assumption is these newborns are going to be influenced by rape or some kind of prostitution, and that they're going to be exposed to dirty needles. This only lasts 10 years. And the year they gave the vaccination, 36 children died of the vaccination. This defies logic. It defies common sense. It's absolutely crazy. Comment, Richard.
It just boggles my mind, just the idea of, you know, as I walk around and I see, like, free vaccine today and free this and, you know, we'll give you that. And it's just really, I just think of Carolyn Raffensperger phrase, the, you know, really she came up with the, another lawyer who's an environmental activist, who came up with the concept of the precautionary principle. And it's just exactly what it says. It's, you know, let's really look at the impact of what we're doing before we do it, instead of doing it and then see what happens. So it just boggles my mind.
Two things go with that for me. One is, why don't they do some research project to see if the children are ready? That would make so much more sense. Rather, let's just shoot them up and see what happens. And the other thing, I think at the end of all of this, we are going to look back and say, this is like the Aztecs that sacrificed children and virgins in hope of a good crop. Because here we are saying absolutely everyone must get a vaccination for this to work. And if a few people die, well, that's just tough. If it's your kid, it's certainly going to be an issue. If your child is maimed, it's going to be an issue. Think about the government and Big Pharma saying nothing is a problem here, yet they pay out millions of dollars to maimed and handicapped and crippled kids. Again, defies logic. We're going to look back and think that we are incredibly barbaric in doing this. It's just beyond me. The Center for Disease Control has also claimed just recently, in April this month, that children, not all children, get autism based on getting shots. Therefore, shots are not associated with autism in any way. Well, I have another research project for them. Why don't they take all people, grown-ups this time, maybe, of a certain age group and see what they eat? And they're going to find that not all people who eat the same thing get diabetes. So therefore, they could make the statement that food is not related to diabetes. And we all know how stupid that is. So they can't have it both ways. It's just incredible. We've also found a lot in our center here at the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology, our sponsor today, that older men in particular that have peripheral neuropathy, they're losing the nerve endings on their fingers and toes and the end of their nose and other sticky out places, that it's the measles vaccine that is killing off those nerve endings, causing people to age quicker. You know, they can't tell me that.
Wow.
Go ahead, comment on that.
Sorry. Wow. Wow. Okay, pardon me.
Richard, I've done your print, and there is some indication that you have had a measles vaccination, measles, mumps, rubella, actually, within the last 2 or 3 years.
I know, that's what you said, and I'm still shocked at the idea. It must have been when I was away, as we like to say. Because I certainly have not I haven't had a vaccine voluntarily in forever, a really long time.
Well, they probably just gave it to you amongst all the other shots.
Yeah, yeah.
But you were in a rehab center, and they require that of hospitals. We have a nurse working for us that, because they were requiring all of these shots that she was not sure of, she quit where she was working. She took one of the shots but refused to take the rest, and I don't blame her. And that's what we're going to talk about with Alan if he ever comes on. And I'm looking for another program that he was on to make sure maybe that we can look at that one. But let's go ahead and play the song, because Alan is also a songwriter. He used to write for the Monroe Institute. And I don't know if all of you, let me go back to home. If
I was really surprised when you said that to me in the show notes, that he had been a writer, an audio writer, a music writer for the, you know, Bill Monroe at the Institute. And that's such an interesting jump from being particularly in that realm of what Monroe Institute was trying to do with Hemisync and all the acoustics they did, to then becoming an attorney is really like, wow, what a mind stretch.
Well, when you listen to this song, you'll see where it goes. Bob Monroe wrote Journeys Out of the Body, and he particularly concentrated on left brain people that were in corporate America and on the stock market, and trying to help them get in the other side of their brain. So I have up on our screen The Authoritative Guide to Vaccine Legal Exemptions by Alan Phillips, JD. And you can download that and have it in your hands immediately. I have it. It is well worth it. So we are going to go look at some of the things on his site. But I'd like to play this song first. And I will make it large for everybody to see, because you can see the words. Richard, I don't know how we're going to get the words to the people on Blog Talk. But as he's singing, and you can understand him really well, but there's a very nice picture. And I really would like to know what he used to put this together, because it's just an incredible visual of what he's singing about. But it's Pandemic Response Project.com. So we're going to play this music, this beautiful song. Beautiful words. Oh. And it's not going to play in full mode.
Across this land, both near and far, throughout the Lord, human with every beating heart, there is a dream which time has come for us to claim our birthright. Controlling from the shadows, things that can't be seen.
I'm sorry I couldn't make that full screen. I guess while we're on the air with Blog Talk and WebEx at the same time, my computer just couldn't handle that. But listen to those words. Don't trade your soul for dollars, dirty hands. And one of the questions I was going to ask Alan was what got him started and what he thinks about why this is an issue. What do you think of the song?
I think it's really powerful. It's so true about the dirty hands and money. It's just, it all just seems so, everything I'm talking about either here or environmental issues or just all sorts of, you know, whether we're talking nutrition and GMOs or we're talking about vaccines or we're talking about, you know, chemicals and how they get into our drinking water and what are people thinking. It always goes back to my old adage, my bumper sticker of, you know, follow the money. I mean, it's really just it's unbelievable.
When you look at some of the articles, Big Pharma, and particularly the vaccination folks, have contributed to every political campaign. They don't care if it's Democrat or Republic, but their money goes to the candidate. The candidate gets to put out more publicity, and it's a vicious circle. More money into the candidate's pockets, and it really doesn't matter which ones we're talking about. But you begin to look at people like the CDC coming out just this month saying vaccinations have no relationship whatsoever. And on the end of that, and any place you look at on the website, I should say internet, Dr. Paul Offit, O-F-F-I-T, comes in right behind them. I think I have information about him. But it comes right behind them. Yeah, it is. Comparison of Fisher and Offit. Offit created, I think it was a measles vaccine, but he came right behind the CDC this month and said, see, I told you so. There's absolutely nothing wrong with these vaccines. He forgets to mention that he is the creator of one and gets a lot of money, as Richard is saying, back from the government forcing these kids, well, grown-ups and everything else, into having to have vaccines. Now, most of you know what a liar looks like on their vocal print. So for those of you watching us on WebEx, we are looking at Paul Offit, and he has big holes in his vocal print. He has no D sharp, and that's the information, helpful information. He has no energy on the note of F. He has energy on the note of B, a lot of it, love of humanity and martyrdom. So somebody has convinced him that what he's doing is okay. Now, I am going to read a little bit of Paul Offit's chart. Now, this is the MD who agrees with the CDC that autism doesn't cause any kind of problem. He is a maker of a vaccine and rakes in lots and lots of money about this. Chart indicates a love of humanity, but not necessarily one person at a time. Note that E and A sharp do not match, meaning he's lying, or he's being untruthful. I'm not allowed to call people a liar, but I'm reading this right off the computer. This is the first indication that Offit's words do not match his spiritual nature, nor is his speech truthful or faithful to his real intention. Remember, too, that he has a very public financial stake in, at least, a rotavirus. His need to help others is from a mental perspective, but he does not have a plan to carry his commitment to vaccines through without using emotional bias. His perception or his perspective is whole-brained, but his thoughts and ideas are compartmentalized without unity. So here we are with a doctor who has a financial stake saying the CDC is right, vaccinations do not hurt anyone. They say anyone, but I am going to put up another link that I think will just blow people's minds. This is a link that was put out by Science News. And Science News said that they took baby monkeys, well, maybe this will come up. Oops, page not found. It often lies to me like that. I'm going to look at it again. ScienceMag.org, Science Now, monkey behavior. Well, I thought that might happen, so I have an alternative link to put up and show people. Oh, here comes the magazine. It just gives me the magazine, not the actual article. So obviously they've taken the article down. We have another link with Natural News and Mike Adams. Oh, this page cannot be found either.
While you're looking for that page, I want to toss in the thing that I heard years ago at a Bruce Lipton lecture where he talked about part of the, what I will call the tricky part about part of the training in Western medicine, and this is true in lots of arenas, but this just happens to be in Western medicine, is that that's kind of where the term dogma is actually used as a term, and dogma means that those are like foundational beliefs or, I would call it a rule, and that they have rules or beliefs that are dogmatic in nature, and that means that they don't get challenged. They don't ever get thought beyond, like the idea of a vaccine is, of course we've been doing this for, just because we've been doing it for how many ever years they've been making vaccines, that, well, we've always been doing that, and it works, and we use it for this, and here are the results, and, it's a dogmatic belief. And that's a tricky thing where you start having dogmas of any kind. As much as I like dogs, I'm not opposed to dogs, but I'm opposed to dogmatic beliefs where you don't think about it, and, there's somebody like, Alan willing to poke at it and look at it and go, no, here's some laws, and here's some ideas, and here's some alternative possibilities. And, it needs to be discussed. It needs to be an open discussion, not based on dogma.
One of the things about Alan's site is he gives you the information. He doesn't charge you an arm and a leg. His site is not self-rewarding. No, that's not the term I want. Self-serving. it is really to help the public, not to put money in his pocket. So that I love. I did find this vaccine bombshell. Baby monkeys develop autism after routine CDC vaccinations. I couldn't find it in the two links I had in my notes, but I put in monkey and autism, and there it is. If vaccines, I'm reading this, if vaccines play absolutely no role in the development of childhood autism, a claim made by many medical authorities today, then why are some of the most popular vaccines commonly administered to children demonstratively causing autism in animal primates? This is the question many people are now asking after a recent study conducted by scientists at the University of Pittsburgh in Pennsylvania revealed that many of the infant monkeys giving standard doses of childhood vaccines are part of a new research developed autism symptom. Now, here we are, defying common sense again. If it causes it in monkeys, and they already have outlawed a lot of the ingredients for dogs because they found that they cause birth defects. And one of the things I hate, absolutely hate about this, is the media is going along with it and saying, there's no problem. I know there's a problem. I saw it in my own grandchildren within hours. So you can't... Hello, who's... That's nobody coming through on mine. Do you hear that?
I hear that, but I don't. There's nobody on Blog Talk coming through. So is somebody with an open mic on your side?
I just closed everybody's mic, so that shut it up. I don't know
where
that's coming from. But when you look at how the media is going along with this, it's astounding that they don't care who they ruin, what is going on. Here is another article that we did. Now, this is Dr. Andrew Wakefield. This is on our site. He is the person who was in England, an England MD, and he published a paper in a journal that said these shots cause the gut brain to go haywire. This journal was attacked by a guy by the name of Brian Deere, and I have his information also. And Brian Deere was a reporter and got Dr. Wakefield's license revoked, got an article in this journal that is now defunct because of what they did to Dr. Wakefield, my evaluation of Brian Deere, and he was on CNN. I took that, put it into our Nano Voice, which all of you can have a copy of. It's at nano, N-A-N-O, voice.org. Okay, six separate interviews of Brian Deere were used for this evaluation because the data provided by the profiles were so scattered that it was difficult to pin down any intention. Thank you for putting up that link. People who are mentally ill often exhibit this type of profile that Brian Deere exhibited. The invoice graph below indicates that no frequencies with the note of D sharp are present. The note of D sharp integrates integration between self-approval and words. Bioacoustically, this indicates a lack of self-approval for what he is being, what he's saying. He operates on many levels simultaneously. He separates left logical and right holistic thinking. I believe Mr. Deere has a desire to help the public, but doesn't know how to go about it appropriately. His presentation and intention is consistently scattered over 6 octaves with starts, stops, gaps at each level. Gut level contains no logic and no ability to use what he knows in a physically appropriate manner. Now, I'm just reading a computer printout that took a sample of Brian Deere, the lying reporter, and I'm not allowed to say he's a lying reporter, I'm just allowed to say he's a reporter, and the computer spit this out. The levels of what's happening now are most balanced of self as integrated with the rest of the world. Intellectual levels are vacant. He lacks spiritual integration between perception and action. And this is my opinion, and I wrote it in this paper, and this is available on our website, soundhealthoptions.com. In my opinion, Brian Deere is attempting to obfuscate, hide the facts behind a false review that he presented. The overabundance of F shows that he has a plan, but that plan is not coherent. His sources of information are not his own, and that's the important piece. Many operating levels of Deere's own obstruction of what he feels, I would think that many sources not all fitting well together, makes up his opinion. So you begin to look at scattered colors, the scattered amount, the notes that are missing in Brian Deere, the reporter who went after him, and the media picked up his lies, and Dr. Wakefield ended up being on Gary Null's show, several other shows that I can't remember right now, but Anderson Cooper. And that review is also there. And when you look at this, you see that Anderson Cooper on these networks are really using innuendo to try to discredit Dr. Wakefield. Now, Dr. Wakefield's colleagues came together and said, Dr. Wakefield is telling the truth. This is really happening. The parents came together. There was a congressional hearing about this. And Dr. Andrew Wakefield was exonerated, and the British Medical Journal is now defunct. This is a way for all of us to look at the truth, and I think that's the point that we've made here inadvertently. I mean, I didn't mean to make this point, but there's so much controversy between the CDC saying this is fine and safe, between the insurance companies, the big pharma, saying all of this is safe, when in light of the evidence, in the face of absolute evidence, in our own experiences, they're telling us that this is safe. This little teeny computer program that is for free to the public can give you that information that these government officials that are making lots of money here in a roundabout way with the parties, the political parties, but in absolute ways, like Dr. Offit, who is profiting from this. This is, for those of you watching, this is Dr. Wakefield's interview with Mike Adams, who I trust. Mike Adams is not a self-serving newsletter. He tries to help people. He tries to tell the truth. But when you look at Dr. Wakefield on this interview with Mike Adams, which is on Mike Adams' site, naturalnews.com, you can see how whole, W-H-O-L-E, Dr. Wakefield is in what he's trying to present. He has lots of green in his voice, which says that he is wants to be useful, and a lot of blue, which is emotionality. His emotions are behind what he's saying. Very little yellow, which means I just made up a story or I'm thinking about it. But when you begin to look at these, trying to find the pieces of it, because I have several, you'll see that Dr. Wakefield was telling the truth. His colleagues came forward and exonerated him. But the government is still pushing, you must get these vaccinations. And so we're back to Alan's ideas again with his book. Let me go back to that. Vaccination Rights, the authoritative guide to vaccine legal exemptions. Now, I want to talk about exemptions for a minute because that totally ticks me off, too. Certain religious groups get an exemption. One, Muslims. Two, some of the Quakers and what's Baker Eddy's group about science, not Scientology, but they don't believe in intervention, that whatever's going to happen to the body needs to happen to the body.
Christian Scientists.
Yes, and there is a third one. The guys who drive around in the buggies.
Amish.
They have exemptions because it is against their religion. Now, here is the national spiel. Everybody, 100% of you, must have these vaccinations or this is not going to work. Because without 100% of you vaccinated, not 100% of our population is protected. And, oh, by the way, if a few of you die, that's okay. That's a casualty of war against these diseases. You know, they're developing a vaccine now against shyness.
Mm.
It's just an excuse to jam us up with a bunch of garbage.
Well, this is where I have to jump in and say it's about making money. It's about, you know, it's as they try to begin to control our vitamins and our supplements and the availability of certain things. Like currently, I tried to order an herb from a company not in California. I'm in California. And they can't send me that herb, which is just valerian, a root that has been used forever. It's even where pharmaceutical compounds from Valium originally were derived by pharmacists. Currently, valerian cannot be shipped to me in California because there are laws on the book that say, oh, could be containing something dangerous. But nobody really knows what, and it's just held up. I can't get valerian shipped into me.
Where is it from?
So it's just from North Carolina or, you know, Eastern state. It's not from out of the country. It's just from within the country. It's just that there are laws in the books here in California, Proposition, I think, 85, having to do with some definitions about safety. But herbs got dumped in there because herbs are suspect by the pharmaceutical industry because they can't patent them. They can't get control over an herb. What they can do is extract something out of valerian like they did with the benzodiazepam family of Valium, and control it that way, but they can't control an herb. So oftentimes it ends up
any of you out there from North Carolina or know people in North Carolina that will accept the shipment and send it on to Richard? We'll do it that way. I want to argue, well, herbs are a natural way for us to help each other and ourselves, and they're trying to make this so that we have no help. You know, that's what our center, that's what Sound Health and the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology is about. That's why we're going to be doing a 2-hour class on pre-vaccination risk factors and even to the point of what can you do after you get this vaccination to get this crap out of you. They are trying to ward off, that's not a right word, they're trying to take away every avenue of prevention. And Gardasil is one of the biggest lies on the planet. Here is Gardasil is about papillomavirus cervical warts. And the cervix is the head of the uterus. And so they don't want these children in school 12 years or more. They made a law in Texas that girls had to have this. But they rescinded it when they found out that Governor Perry's worker had been paid to help push this through. And even Diane Harper who helped put all this together, says this doesn't prevent cancer, which is how they got it through in California. That's where that Lisa Fayed, who was fibbing. And you look at this. Here is a group of girls damaged. Here is a girl totally damaged on the news, and they try to say, well, she was a nutcase. It's just absolutely crazy. We have a, let me see if I've got it here. These are the different kinds. Oh, that's the flu virus. I want the Gardasil because I can show, that's not the right one, people. I can show that Gardasil is nothing more, G-A-R-D-A, nothing more than an infertility drug. An infertility drug. Richard.
Wow.
I think I just opened the wrong one again. But there,
there we go. Whoop.
Well, that was the same one. Let me look over here. There are four kinds. Let's see if I can just do this from memory. One, there's two types of 11, and there's 16 and 18. And they begin to interfere with a follicle-stimulating hormone, with calcium that is required for ovulation, with testosterone. Now my computer is beginning to just act totally up. Oh, Gardasil chart for article. Yep, here it is. My apologies for not having this ready already. But look at this. HPV-1 interferes with the parathyroid hormone that controls a woman's cycle, necessary for ovulation and fertility. HPV-11 is a mood regulator. It's like PMS stuff because it interferes with progesterone, which is part of PMS and part of ovulation and fertility. The ATP and measles virus, which is the same frequency here, is associated with male sterility. One of the HPVs that we looked at also had herpes virus inside it. Go to the National Vaccine Information Center. When we pulled up that thing about Dr. Offit, you saw Barbara Lowe Fisher, NVIC.org. Now, just to show you how they're trying to get rid of her, NVIC.com is a porno site. So, National Vaccine Information Center.org. She is the most truthful person I have found outside of Dr. Wakefield talking about vaccinations. Okay, back to this chart I'm looking at that we constructed for an article. Any of you want this article, I'd be glad to send it to you. Just use my name at Gmail, sherryedwards@gmail. I am so busy trying to grab stuff, I can't pay attention to the chat, and it looks like there is some excellent posts in here. So HPV-16, it interferes with vitamin A, NADPH, your liver enzymes, and calcitonin, which helps regulate fertility and the body's response to cancer. So for those girls that they force to have HPV-16, you can look for a surgence of cancer, and nobody will even know where it came from. But the people listening here, the people who know about bioacoustics, will know where it came from. We have put together frequencies to help reverse this damage. Now, remember, they're trying to do all these flu shots and Gardasils and all that. They were trying to do it in Walmart, and you can't come into Walmart unless you get these shots. and Walmart stock took such a dive that they decided not to do it. They're willing to do it when the evidence clearly shows it causes damage, and this shows it causes infertility, but they're not willing to do it if it's going to cost them stock prices. HPV 18 is exactly put together to interfere with reproductive hormones for both men and women. This is the beauty of all of the stuff that we do here at the center about math. And your muscles are redundant. If you have weak ankles, then we know the same frequency that causes your body to turn potassium into a useful form is not working either. So we can, by extrapolation, see what these shots are designed to do to the entire population. Richard, do you want, follow the money. Do you want to say a few words about this little program, this little nano program?
Oh, boy. Oh, man, you can just feel the smoke flying out of my ears. I will quote Andrew Weil at this moment. I heard him once at a lecture, and he said, now, for people who don't know, Andrew Weil is an MD who went more of an alternative route, has a university, I think, in New Mexico, where they teach Western medicine, however, alternative practices, integrative practices, I guess is what it is called now. And it was he that said, regarding drugs, that there are no side effects, that they're all just effects. Period. There is no, in his view, there is no such thing as a side effect. It's all just effect. And I think that's what this falls into, is that these are not side effects from these vaccines and drugs. They're just effects of the vaccines. And even they don't, I just don't, you know, it's hard to imagine that they are, you know, evil enough to be doing this under, you know, underhanded action. I think it's just other effects that occur that are byproducts that, you know, they're just doing what they're doing and have an idea of let's do this, and if something else happens along the way, eh, so what? It's making our stockholders money. That's what it's about. They, you know, play the pharmaceutical industry plays the, you know, we invested $1 million to get this passed through all the drug rules and regs, and so we deserve to make our money. And if there are effects and some people die, oh, too bad.
Yes, except when it's your kid. And we have also an evaluation of Obama's voice when he's talking about a vaccination for everybody else, and that's cool and wonderful, according to his voice. But you talk about vaccinations for his own girl, and up comes the fear, the physical fear. Now, my biggest point, yes, the money, but two, the money has bought off the national and international TV ads and TV shows that are supposed to be bringing you the truth, but they haven't killed us on the internet yet. So I am at vaccinerights.com, and I'm looking at exemptions. This is what Alan Phillips, JD, attorney and counselor at law, is trying to share. And he writes an exemption introduction. He says there are medical exemptions, there are religious exemptions, personal and philosophical exemptions, and exemptions may not apply in an emergency situation. So, just like the gun laws, if they can provide martial law like they just did in Boston, made everybody stay inside, nobody can go everywhere, anywhere, they tried it. They're going to do it with some kind of pandemic. Now, this H7N9, there are some very self-serving people on the internet who are saying, oh, get in touch with me. We can take care of you. We have some kind of colloidal silver. That may be true. I haven't seen it in the past. Can't call those people a liar. But I'm telling you, H7N9 is tremendously different. And every time we come up with an antidote, including colloidal silver and this anti-hematagglutinin from grapefruit seed extract, which will probably become scarce, and I don't own any part of the company, I don't get any kickback, nothing. But if I were you, I would stock up on not only the liquid kind, but the pill kind, and make sure that because they can say, okay, we have a pandemic, line up. And just like they did in 2007, they did this, boy, in one of the eastern states, I think New Jersey, they marched a bunch of school kids to the courthouse under long rifles and dogs and shot them up. Even if they already had shots, if the parents couldn't produce those records, and a lot of times they turned over the originals to the school lost those records, and they marched them to the courthouse and shot them up with this crap. It's on National Vaccine Information Center. Look under the 2007 articles. It's ridiculous. Just like they're creating some kind of scare, or at least pulling up a scare. These many people got killed. The internet comes back and starts telling us the truth. They are trying to go underground, they, meaning government and Big Pharma. A lot of money is involved. And I have been warned not to do this class next Sunday about vaccinations. Not to give people the antidotes. Well, people, I'm going to do it anyway. And I have turned over enough of my business. And by the way, Richard's taking the big class starting Monday and is going to be a full-fledged practitioner. I'm very happy about that. Congratulations, Richard. I've been turning over bits and pieces of what I do at the center. So if something does happen to me, this work will go on. And there's enough people now in our Guardian Network, health for the people, by the people, that they can't kill it. The software is out there for us to create a health protocol for all of us. If there is a pandemic, if whatever is going on. Now, we can't do much if they mow you down with bullets. But we can help with anti-vaccinations, pre-vac, allergies, problems with the poisons in plastics. Our class next week for the professionals is going to be about allergies and all of this crap that they're trying to kill us with. You can be part of that even for free by going to our site and downloading some of this software. For a $20, $25 maybe, investment, a microphone that you keep and you have, and we don't get a penny of that, we will give you software to get started so that this doesn't happen. We don't have to end up in court about this. We don't have to end up fighting for our basic rights of survival and safety. And that's what's being taken away from us. We were a self-actualizing country. That's what made us so great. People were free of fear so that they didn't have to hide and be afraid of their government. We're going back to that. Can you see it? We're going back to Maslow's hierarchy of needs, to the very savage level, because we are afraid of those in charge. And even when we vote for new people, they steal the election. Look at how many people are out there testifying that they helped steal the election by changing the votes. Even in Ohio, there were 50-some precincts where one party didn't get one vote. And you know that's statistically impossible. This is crazy. Only we the people are going to stop it. Please join us. Call the office Monday, 740-698-9119. Join us in our Guardian program next weekend so that we can get this computer program, this software program, into your hands. Tweet, Facebook, send the Blog Talk Radio link to everyone you can possibly think of. Richard, how do they get that?
I will post a short link, what's called the short link, in both chats in just a moment for the shows, which is an easy way to post it to your social media because it's much shorter. I just am looking it up as we speak, and I'll post it in both chats. Or they can just go to Sound Health Options. You could actually go to soundhealthoptions.com and go to the radio show, and the link will be there. But I'll post a short link in just a moment.
Okay, it's at the bottom. It's not under the radio. It's at the bottom of the front page on the left, that link. Yes, Wag the Dog. My God, if you've not seen that movie, you can really see what's going on. And Beck, what is his first name? He wrote The Oberon Window. I think that's the name of it. And it's about how the people are controlled by the publicity companies and what they're controlling you. I've never heard of THX1138. Richard, what's that about?
It's about the future. It was actually George Lucas's first film when he was a student at UC Film School, and it's about a hypothetical future where everything is handled and taken care of, and the government, takes care of everything, shall we say.
Okay, there's a lot of chat going on about MMS. I would caution you about using that without testing and looking at your vocal print. First, I have seen a lot of damage. I've seen a lot of good. But there are some people who just can't use MMS. So be careful with that.
I very much am a fan of grapefruit seed extract. I use it in drops, but I have the palate that will, allow anything. I don't recommend it to most. But the capsules, it's a great value. It's a great thing to have around. I also have the drops around so that if I get a bite or an insect bite or something, or a scrape or a scratch, I keep the drops around because they put just a little bit of it on the, scar or the bite, and it stops the inflammation and really stops what's going on. And the capsules are really a great value and excellent to have around.
And it's a natural solution. That's what I love
I'm with Sherry on that. I would stock up on grapefruit seed extract now because they've been around for a really long time, and yet it could be one of those things that one day they find some way to stop it because it's really a great thing to have in your first aid kit and medicine cabinet.
The FDA already took it off the market once and made them change all of their advertising. So be careful, and remember, there is a way to check your vocal print to see if you're compatible with the multiple minerals, and there's just a lot of stuff being posted here. Check it out first. I will keep a copy of this chat and go from there. Also, check out Alan Phillips' site, VaccineRights.com, exemptions.html in particular, I think is incredible. He lays it out. He lays it like it is. Do you need an attorney? Is it an emergency? Do you know that they arrest you? Not find you guilty, but if they arrest you and the jail that you go to can shoot you up with all of this garbage and you don't have any rights whatsoever, that hospitals now can routinely refuse to see you if you don't have these shots. It is crazy. We will try to reschedule Attorney Phillips. We don't know what has happened, and when we do, we'll let you know. But go to his site. There are vaccine exemptions webinar that's an hour long that I just realized here that we could have used some of that. We would like you to post this on your Facebook. We're certainly going to post it on ours. And if we come together as a group, if you've already been shot up, I hope we can help, and I hope we can train enough people so that we can get this to everybody. We've got classes coming up in May that's going to concentrate on vaccination. Let me know if you are interested. Let me know how we can get you in class. We are trying to accommodate everyone to get them in here. We want these Sound Health Bioacoustic Centers to be in every community. And if it turns out that we don't need them, fine, well, and good. But if it turns out that we really need a way to fight back, I want to be prepared. I want to make a difference. And I want to provide you with the tools and the solutions to make that difference to your community and your family. Richard, do you have any closing thoughts?
My mind is, you know, swirling. Yes, I would advocate strongly for the Guardians Network. I really think that changing the system is, it's like the Titanic. It's going a particular direction. I'm not sure what, but I think trying to change it is, you know, I think we're much better off taking that same energy and putting it into taking care of ourselves and our loved ones. And Guardians Network is a powerful way to do that, I think. That's my opinion.
To me, there's no way of fighting these people. So we've got to come out in mass and make a difference and create health for the people, by the people. We need to get healthy and stay healthy. And everyone's health needs are different. And that's what we offer at the center. And we offer free classes. Please go check us out, soundhealthoptions.com. We did great, Richard. Next week, thank you.
That was good for off the top of our head. That was pretty fun.
Next week, Naked Calories, some of your favorite people.
Yes, they are great. They are great. Rabble rousers. More rabble rousing. I advocate for rabble rousing.
One of the things I loved about that Naked Calories book is it tells you what nutrients are stripped out of your body based on medications they're putting you in. Do you see the new article? Whole new show, but we got to go. Whole new show about statin drugs causes diabetes.
Anti-drugs.
We'll ask them about it next week.
All right. Thank you, everybody. That was a great show. Thank you, Sherry.
See you next week.
Bye.